everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale happens Saturday, October 14th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack's Farm in Seminole, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots from Blackjack Farms, McFerrin Farms, Pfeiffer Angus Farm, and Simpson Angus Ranch, and will include fall calving cows, many with calves at side, springbred heifers, and fall yearling heifers. For a catalog, go to mcsauctions.com or call Keith Grissom at 405-383-9678 for more information. Blackjack Farms and Guests female production sale, October 14th. Don't miss it. All right, welcome back. Strong gains quickly developed across the livestock complex today. The aggressive move brought traders back to the table here on Tuesday with aggressive new activity following the sluggish Columbus Day holiday. December corn futures were about 0.75 cents lower today, while stock markets were mixed in live trade. The Dow Jones is 44 points higher, while NASDAQ is down 4 points. In live cattle, aggressive buyer support moved into the nearby contracts, with October and December contracts moving gains above $2 per hundredweight. With the recent shift of direction, October futures now trading near $114 per hundredweight, with other nearby contracts trading above $120 per hundredweight. This ability to bring additional commercial and investment traders back to the table has helped to instill additional attention from all areas. In feeder cattle, triple-digit gains built throughout the nearby cattle futures today, with October through April contracts holding $1.20 to $1.40 per hundredweight gains. The reaction to live cattle futures held gains over $2 per hundredweight and helped to spark additional strong commercial support in feeder cattle markets. There was also some additional long-term buying interest that moved into the complex. Grain futures were mixed today, though, in fairly quiet trade as markets started to strengthen after the Columbus Day holiday, which kept federal government offices closed on Monday. Corn prices were down a little and drifted lower into the start of trading in Europe today in very light trade. December futures held to an inside day after they followed Monday's reversal lower, with the support line off August and October lows, which loomed below the market at around $3.46 today. Soybeans posted modest gains overnight after they bounced back on a rally in China and held onto the rebound following Monday's reversal lower. Wheat prices were mixed today after bearish reversals at all three markets on Monday. Winter wheat contracts were lower, with light follow-through noted after failure at August through September support lines yesterday. But Minneapolis December bounced back to a new one-week high after holding its 200-day moving average yesterday. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.